Askew died at Tallahassee Memorial Healthcare after a number of health problems the past 3 months, including a stroke, pneumonia, and hip surgery. He represented Pensacola in the House from 1959 to 63, and then the state Senate from 1963 to 71.
He was a dear friend of mine at Florida State University. We were students, and he still used to tell us how he was going to run for governor someday, and people would laugh about that, but he was serious.
Earl Bowden is publisher emeritus of the Pensacola News Journal. In 1970, Askew won the Democratic gubernatorial nomination, then went on to defeat Republican incumbent Claude Kirk. He was reelected in 1974, becoming the first Florida governor to serve two full terms. He presided over tax, ethics, and judicial reforms, environmental protection, and was the tip of the spear in opening up state government.
The Sunshine Law was one of his pet projects. Much of Florida, like a lot of other southern states, everything was done behind closed doors, and Rubin was determined to open that up, and he did a good job with it.
The passing of Governor Rubin Askew leaves a lonesome place against the Florida sky, in my opinion.
State Senate President Don Gates.
He opened up Florida's government to its people. He made our state a model for America. And for those of us of a certain age who cut our political teeth in the 60s and 70s, Rubin Askew was living proof that good guys can finish first.
Gates, who co-taught one of Askew's graduate classes, says his substantial political legacy is outweighed by his post-government career in academia.
Generations of students were privileged to understand Florida history and Florida politics through his teaching. And I believe that his legacy will not just be in the education system he built, the roads he constructed, the government he opened, but rather in the minds he changed.
When Florida's new ethics law was signed last year, Gates, who sponsored the measure, says one of those praising its passage was Rubin Askew, who had fought a similar battle nearly four decades before.
Governor Askew told me that it was the most sweeping ethics reform in 38 years. He called it a miracle. But clearly, his efforts to open up Florida government, he had to go past the politicians. He had to convince the people of Florida to change the Constitution to make the government the people's government from the courthouse to the statehouse.
After leaving the governor's office in 1979, Askew stayed active in the political arena, including a short-lived run for president in 1984. The PNJ's Earl Bowden says he was also a mentor and a representative of American interests abroad.
He's been advisor to all those guys until, of course, the Republican era, marked by the coming of Jeb Bush, kind of changed Florida completely and over into the Republican camp. But yes, he was an advisor on that, and he also served as trade ambassador for Jimmy Carter. He spent 2 years traveling to the capitals of Europe. He was right proud of that service.
During a 2006 symposium of former governors in St. Petersburg, Askew spoke about his time in office and the hard time he had when he first considered seeking the governor's chair.
I worried a lot about a deficit. Didn't have an awful lot of money. Was embarrassed when I had to file my financial report. I had attempted to try to get certain laws passed when I was a senator and wasn't that successful in that regard. And I remember one night, Donna Lou and I were going to sleep, and I was grumbling, and she said, "You know what your problem is, don't you?" And I said, What do you mean? She said, "You've run out of excuses why you shouldn't run."
During the Askew administration, state government became more diverse. He brought in women to high posts, integrated the Florida Highway Patrol, appointed the first African-American to his cabinet, and named Joseph Hatchett the first black state Supreme Court justice.
You would call him a moderate progressive governor. I don't think Rubin is quite as liberal as a lot of people in this region thought he was at the time, but it was more middle of the road, or what I would describe as a moderate of his era. And I think that will stand as a kind of a monument to his legacy.
Tributes to former Governor Rubin Askew are pouring in from inside and outside government. Governor Rick Scott, in a written statement, said Askew is an example for all who followed in his footsteps. Former Governor Jeb Bush said Askew played a pivotal role in the shaping of the trajectory of Florida. Prior to today's special meeting, Escambia County Commissioner Grover Robinson also had some thoughts.
He practiced law in the same location as the building that our offices now sit in. He was certainly a great governor for this area, and he will be missed by all Floridians, but especially Northwest Floridians.
And U.S. Senator Bill Nelson called Askew one of the best examples of integrity in the public square. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.